That's because they are traditional Vinoks. My fiancé's family is from Ukraine, so I thought this would be a nice nod to their culture. Plus, I think the wreaths are beautiful. Bridget says to Miles, pointing out that these crowns are much bigger than he thought they would be, she says that it's because they are traditional Vinoks. And she explains that her fiancé's family is from Ukraine. And a fiancé is a person who has formally promised to marry another. So before you get married, you normally establish that you're going to get married. So those people are called your fiancé. And with a female version, normally there is an extra E at the end. So you can kind of distinguish whether it's a male or female. And so Bridget explains that her fiancé's family is from Ukraine, so she thought this would be a nice nod to their culture. So she thought it would be nice to recognize their culture and show it as a sign of respect. And she says, plus, she thinks that the wreaths are beautiful. So on top of it being a nice gesture to her fiancé's family, she also thinks they are quite beautiful.
Bridges 他就跟 Miles 解释说 That's because they are traditional Vinoks 就说呢因为那是就是乌克兰传统的花冠那他接着就说 My fiance's family is from Ukraine So I thought this would be a nice nod for their culture 就说呢我的未婚夫的家人就是来自于乌克兰所以他觉得呢带着花冠在婚礼上带花冠对他们的文化是一种很棒的表示Plus, I think the wreaths are beautiful. 就说呢，我也觉得花冠很美。那这边有一个就是名词叫 fiance， 它就是有泛指，就是你即将结婚的对象。如果是未婚妻的话呢，它在后面还会再多加一个 e。那在这边的话是指未婚夫的意思。